2 years after Nigeria's Chibok girls were kidnapped, Boko Haram has struck again. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The world has, in a sense, forgotten about Boko Haram. But last week's events show they're still wreaking havoc. So how can we encourage the church under fire there? We'll give you a couple ideas. And then a middle school teacher who saw a need didn't wait around for somebody else to fix it. It's a lesson she taught to both her co-workers and her community. Our first story recalls events in 2014, where large groups of Chibok schoolgirls were kidnapped. On Saturday, the Boko Haram attacked another village close to Chibok and took 13 more. Boko Haram also taunted the world by releasing footage of several of the schoolgirls last week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it reminds us that while the world's eyes are trained on ISIS in the Middle East, Nigeria's Boko Haram fighters are still at large.
It is an ongoing story that just seems like it will never go away. And when you think about these girls who are held captive, this is a tragedy for them. If we think about what they are likely going through as Christian captives of Islamic terrorists, it really is horrendous. So we need to pray that there will be an end point, a point where they are released and can return home.
And believers in northern Nigeria suffer persecution, but they haven't given up their witness for Christ. And because of this, Nettleton offers an unconventional prayer request.
We also want to pray for the persecutors. We want to pray that Boko Haram fighters will encounter Christians and hear the gospel message, perhaps even supernaturally through dreams and visions, that they will meet Jesus Christ in a personal way.
And there are a few places that require new, creative ways to minister, like Papua New Guinea. From the tough volcanic terrain to the widespread people groups, Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says it's a tough country to reach. And yet the hardest challenge of all is the language barrier.
About 500 out of those 800 are still needing God's Word to start translation. So just a huge task ahead from the vantage point of Bible translation.
What Wycliffe Associates is not lacking is passion from local believers.
The vision of the local community is to engage in Bible translation directly themselves without waiting on foreign missionaries to show up and do the work for them.
Wycliffe Associates is providing resources, guidance, and training for local language speakers so they can translate the scriptures for themselves. This new method is called Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translations, or MAST.
This new process of MAST that's emerging around the world, it's really spreading quite virally among the church, so that globally this past 10 months we've seen 275 languages begin Bible translation for the very first time.
It might sound difficult to be part of this, but if you want to find out exactly how easy it is to get involved, we'll connect you with a link at missionnews.org. And finally, Joanne Smith is a middle school teacher who felt called to go to Africa. So when she found out that Set Free Ministries would be visiting the schools they support in Uganda, she decided to tag along.
Once I found out that some of the schools that we would be visiting didn't even have any water in the schools, it really hit home to me.
The trip was months away, so Smith decided to start a fundraiser at her school through the Ugandan Water Project. Their goal was to raise $3,600 in 3 weeks for one water containment system for a school in Uganda. The result?
It was beyond our wildest expectations. The students raised over $11,000, and we were able to put in three water containment systems in different schools in Uganda.
The project took on its own energy. Kids donated Christmas money, sold water bottles, shoveled driveways just to raise money for it. Fast forward to this summer, and Smith got to meet the people who received the water system.
I was overwhelmed. I still am overwhelmed. These people were so unbelievably grateful for a simple thing like water, which is simple to us, but life-giving to them.
And this is a touch point for the living water to transform the community. So please be praying for the students and their families to come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.